What's up, everybody? Welcome to Focus Friday, 10 minutes to make you a better bike rider this weekend. My name is Derek Teal. I'm the owner and operator of Dialed Health, which is strength training for cyclists. Today's episode is all about the ultimate enduro stage warm-up. Now, this is what you do right before you drop into a stage to make sure that your muscles are firing and that you can just perform at your highest, because we all know, even if you have a long transfer, there's some wait time and some lag between that transfer and the start of your stages pretty often. And if you're going more than 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, dude, up to an hour on some of these races, you're going to want to make sure that you get the body primed before you jump in cold turkey. Now, this question was originally asked by Alex Zogas at AzogiBear on Instagram, and I wanted to start it by laying the foundation for the entire day. So last week's Focus Friday was all about pre-ride warm-up, something you can apply to every ride, but I really believe that's something you should do on race day as well. And you could even try this enduro stage warm-up on your trail ride this weekend. Also, if you're a downhiller, I think this applies to you in the same way. So if you have really good ideas about episodes or something that's just relevant to you, let me know, because I think the next 3 or 4 episodes are all lined up by people who have reached out and given me some great topics that are super relevant. So I'm very grateful for that. You can hit me up through my website, dialedhealth.com, or you can hit me through my Instagram in the DMs at Dialed Health. Sit back and enjoy the episode. When you're getting prepped for a stage in an enduro race, even a downhill race, you want to make sure 3 things are happening. You want your body to be generally warm. That means you have some blood that's pumped out to your extremities and your heart rate is slightly raised. You don't want it too elevated, but you also don't want it completely at a resting area where you start to jump on the gas and it's freaking out because it's just too hot and cold. That's why you want to be warm. There we go, Goldilocks. That's for, that was for me. So you want to be warm. Heart rate is slightly elevated. Hopefully you've had some oxygen really pumping through your lungs. Again, blood is moving through your body, and you also want your type 2 muscle fibers engaged. So that means you're ready to respond and throw down some power, honestly, whether it's out of the gate, maybe you're dropping into a technical section, but that is just gonna cover the bases, those 3 things. Now, there's a few ways to get there. Ideally, you could have a situation like TDS, for example, the Dirty Sanchez Enduro. Off the start gate, there is a 5-minute little loop with berms and tabletops and a quick little climb that you can do, and it's just enough to get your body covering all those things. You get warm, you push into your bike, you can do a couple little quick sprints and a couple manuals and get some braking in, and all of a sudden you feel really good. So that, though, I understand is not the case. Typically, you get to the top of a stage and it's just off a fire road. You could even be on kind of a steep fire road that's not even flat. So you go to warm up and all of a sudden you're just on this hill. So it can be more challenging to navigate, but truthfully, that's going to be your reality. So if you do your transfer and you get to the top of a stage and now you have like a 30-minute wait, I would say, obviously, get some water, eat some food, rest for a second. It's totally cool to hang out, chat with everybody, and just be a part of the community. But as soon as you stand up from that rest, there's a stretch that I want you to do. Now, this is called a standing TFL stretch. It stands for tensor fascia latae. Not really important. What is important is that it's on the outside of your hip. Now, you're going to stand in a split stance. So imagine your right foot's forward and your left foot's about 2 feet back. Now, your hips are straight and you're going to raise your left arm up in the air. Okay, so left leg's back, left arm goes up, and you're going to reach back at about 45 degrees. So you're slightly leaning back as you go to the side, and you're going to feel that stretch go all the way up through the side of your hip, up through probably your psoas a little bit, kind of this muscle that connects your pelvis to your vertebrae, sort of a lower belly button. We don't need to get too technical here, but it's going to go up through your lat, all the way kind of through your fingers and your tricep. And it's a great stretch to do just to combat all the positions of the bike. So I would hold that for about 10 seconds on the left, switch, 10 seconds on the right, and then repeat it 1 to 2 more times on each side. From there, you're going to want to get back on the bike. So this is where we want to get generally warm. So you hop on your bike, maybe you have 10, 15 minutes to your stage. Even if you have a steep downhill, just put down, get into easy gear, start climbing back up. If you have a flat fire road, even better, because you can just start pedaling around, throw a few cutties. And really the goal is to get, again, generally warm. If you go too hard on that, you'll feel your heart rate elevate quickly. We all know that feeling. It feels like your heart's going to just pump out of your chest. You don't want that. You want to just spin the legs, take some deep breaths, let your body gradually get warm over about 5 minutes. But before you hop off your bike, I want you to do a couple quick sprints. Now, these should be not low intensity, but they should be a low resistance, I guess. You don't want to be grinding a huge gear. What we want to do is activate your type 2 muscle fibers, these fast twitch fibers. So I would grab a gear that you can put some power through and give yourself like a 10 pedal stroke sprint. We're talking, you know, 5 seconds, not even. You could go up to 10 seconds if you really want to get some extra time in, but what you want is to turn the pedals over like 120 cadence, just nice and quick, and just enough to stoke the fire. You literally just want to do something that gets you fired up. This is like such bro science terms right now, but we all know the feeling. Like, you get generally warm, and then guess what? You get on the gas real quick. We know how that feels, and that's what you want to emulate. So just make sure the resistance isn't too high, and I would at least do 2 of those. You can do more, but there's a couple stability and strength exercises I'd also like you to do instead of just, you know, doing intervals of that. However, that's the most important thing. So get on your bike, generally warm, a couple quick sprints. If you have time from there, you want to do what I call an opposite toe touch. Now, this is going to be standing on the ground, so you're just off your bike. Maybe you are in line at this point for your stage, or you're getting really close. So you stand on one foot. So for instance, you're on your left foot. I'm going to lift my right foot off the ground, and my right foot's just kind of hovering by my left foot. From there, I'm going to raise my right arm, so the whole right side is up. And I'm going to reach down, tap my toe of the left planted foot, and then return back to the top position. So that is going to allow a lot of stability through your leg all the way up through your trunk. It's going to activate your hamstring, which is really good. Don't be afraid to also bend that knee of the leg that's planted so you can reach your toe. And I would repeat that about at least 3 to 5 on each side twice. And that way, now you're generally warm. Type 2 muscle fibers, especially in your lower body, are fired up. We get some quick stability, and then you repeat it on both sides. Now, from there, the last thing I would like is some form of a type 2 engagement for your upper body. So this is kind of funny because I think of Ken Roczen on the start line of some moto, and he's just throwing out double fist punches really quick, and it looks insane. And you know, it's almost distracting how crazy it looks, but what he's really doing is just trying to get type 2 muscle fibers engaged. There's like virtually no resistance, but he's thrusting his arms forward and back so quickly that it's just doing the job that he needs to do. I'm sure a trainer told him, yo, just freaking punch your arms if you can't get down and do a set of push-ups or something. So really, I think the arm punch is a great idea. It's like double fist forward and back, making sure your shoulders are packed so you're not going to tweak anything right before you drop in. But in the same fashion, you would want 5 to 10 seconds of just quick thrust forward and back with your arms. Now, you also have the option to get down and do some plyo push-ups. I think that's a great idea, especially if you're, you know, there's an elevated rock or a bench, something that you're not completely on the ground. Because again, we don't want that much resistance. What we want is like speed. And so if you can do the plyo push-up version where you literally are in a push-up and you push so hard at the top that your hands come off the ground, I think that's a great option. It's something you could try out, but you also want to consider what's realistic. I know how it is at the top of enduro stages where, honestly, it's really fun. Most people at most enduros aren't taking it seriously. Like, they're there for the experience, and part of that is hanging out with the bros and joking around. So I get that it's probably going to be awkward to get on the ground and do some push-ups. I think the standing hip stretch, the toe touches, they're subtle enough. I mean, the toe touches are going to turn some heads, but you get on the ground and start doing some push-ups. Not only is it probably dirty, you don't want dirt all over your gloves before you drop in, but also it's just going to be kind of a scene. I just know how that is. It's weird, but I will say, remember that people don't typically question those that are beating them constantly. So if you're fast and you're the guy who's doing the plyo pushups on the ground, I kid you not, there are going to be people doing that at the next race. So don't be afraid to set a trend, but also understand what's kind of realistic. And you know, if you feel awkward doing it, just throw out, go full Ken Roczen on them. I think it's just fine. But also, I wouldn't ever try anything before a race that you haven't tried on your own practicing. That is like, you know, racing fundamentals like 101. So all these tools and exercises, from the stretch to the toe touch to the quick sprints to the general warm-up on the bike, you want to go ahead and emulate it out on your trails. So next trail ride, literally pedal up to the top, take a 10-minute break, and then go through the motions. See what feels right, and you'll kind of get this recipe just catered perfectly for you. So we're back to the Goldilocks thing. Not too hot, not too cold. It's just right for you. And honestly, I think the people that will have the most success with this are the ones that are willing to find that. Maybe you realize, oh, shoot, man, you know, I can spend a little more time on the bike and I feel good and that's enough. Shoot, instead of the arm punches, I could do a couple big bunny hops on my bike, press into my bike, and that feels like enough as well. I don't even need to get off my bike. So figure out what's right for you. But to go over it one more time, here is the general order of what we want to accomplish and how we do it. So we want to get you generally warm, heart rate slightly elevated, and type 2 muscle fibers engaged. I would do that after your transfer by doing your TFL standing stretch, going into a general 5-10 minute spin on the bike with 2 low resistance, high cadence intervals. After that, you want to get the upper body type 2 going with, oh, I almost skipped a step, opposite toe touches. You want 3 to 5 on each side and then upper body fast twitch. So quick double fist air punches or even some form of a plyo push-up. Now, again, 5 to 10 seconds on all the type 2 stuff, and I think that's going to put you in a position that you're at your best for your enduro stage. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I genuinely hope it adds value to your life. Now, I gotta mention, as I was talking about this, I was getting genuinely like nervous. And I think it was because I was envisioning myself at the top of a racetrack, how I feel. And I wanted to throw in something else outside of the pre-race warm-up, that it was the thing that made me finally consistent with my racing at a fast pro level after so many years of struggling to do that. It was a mentality of really just not giving an F. And I kid you not, but I did my best with all my enduro stuff and got extremely consistent when I just dropped into the stages, and I really didn't care about anything except going fast on the stage. I didn't allow anything to come into my mind, and I was just so committed to going as fast as I could on that stage. And it was funny because it wasn't an overhype, but it was like a genuine confidence of, I don't care about anything except going fast. I'm going to absolutely crush the stage. And that's it, man. So if you can get there mentally, I think that's going to make the most difference for you more than any warm-up actually will. But again, we want to control every variable. So implement the warm-up, figure it out, and figure it out. Try harder. What I mean to say is figure out what the best fit is for you. Now, again, if you can reach out and let me know any questions that you have, I really appreciate it. Also, if you could do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app, along with a little comment that just says, "Derek, I love this podcast. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life." That's all you need to say. No worries. And with that being said, start moving forward and discover your path. Have a great weekend.